your DFW mobile.
KO4HKX, you still out there, Ken?
KFW, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. Getting a little warm for my taste, though.
82 over here. I had to leave the windows cracked down a little bit today. I noticed that my mount that's on the windshield holding my faceplate for the radio is starting to melt and ooze down the window.
That's for sure.
And tell you that, too, if I put those things in the window, then it just makes it even worse on it. It traps heat between them and the shades in the window, and then it just makes it worse on it, and it melts quicker.
Reflecting all that heat right back at it.
Sunscreen that goes on the outside of the window.
Clear tint now that's just to repel the heat and the solar rays, so you can have that put on. It is a clear ceramic tint to reflect the heat. Having it put on the tool truck because it gets hot up here in this cab.
Let's jump on the interstate because there's a wreck right here at the right at the 66 in the left-hand lane. It's all backed up.
He checks Google before he gets on there, so maybe he will. KO4HKX.
He'll be sorry if he don't.
Pop to your left. I'll see if I can text him and tell him. Show down here next, across the road from Applebee's sometime this weekend. Nice. KNIFE, Knife Show. Keeping the background boiling too much.
Must be in a bad spot.
The fan was making too much noise for you.
Background noise, I just got to get used to it and I'll be able to understand you. How was your day?
Yesterday, but it's almost over.
They had me running all over town. I didn't get back to work until probably 10:30.
Around town today.
Had to go United Rental and I had to get a concrete core drill. Then to come back and then I had to go out to Home Depot, pick up some antifreeze and some chain and some eye bolts, and then I had to come back, and then I had to go to Carson's and pick up a tool they repaired and some bolts I needed, some taps I needed, and drop off a couple of tools for repair, and by the time I got back, it was up at 10:30.
Gotta move around out here in all this traffic.
And then the way they, you know, they got that business 85 shut down, so now you got to take detours everywhere.
I have to get down there in that mess.
Is it today or what?
It is this afternoon. Ain't Anthony yet.
There's a lineman coming up to that intersection there, but everybody wants to do 35 and 40 instead of getting up to speed. Then you got a couple of cars pacing each other, and it just goes downhill after that.
How come you don't run on down and come up 14 or 290 or whatever it is there at the international place?
The shortest way.
I was just curious, how come if you're on 85, why you didn't go on down there?
Just a straight shot.
Much longer on 85, I guess.
Get past where I get off, then it gets iffy about if there's going to be a wreck or not. I've done, and all the trips Susan and I have taken, it seems like the closer you get to town, the worse they drive and the faster they go.
Tempers are usually boiling over.
There's like a 3 three trucks and a couple of cars at a wreck on 85 northbound up there in that construction zone today.
Good evening.
She's off now. And they clearing off about 5 acres over here in, as you come out of Lyman. I guess they're going to build something else to cause the traffic jam.
Long way, Hampton's going to need to be a 12-lane highway.
I remember when there wasn't hardly nothing on it.
Haven't widened 290 up through here yet.
You know, it gets really crowded with all those new subdivisions going in, and then they'll work on it so to really slow down the traffic. Went down there in Way Hampton where the Taylor's Post Office is, that used to be a driving range. And then up there where the Home Depot is, that used to be a par 3. That was about all there was on that road.
Down here a whole lot when it was just 2-lane, but I still remember it being 2-lane coming through here. Down on Wade Hampton. It was crazy. It's out there now.
Right there, if you're headed to Greenville on Wade Hampton, right there, just before you get to St. Mark's, down in that bottom, used to be a swimming hole on the left. We used to go swimming over there.
I don't think you're going to do that anymore.
You can sleep in.
Why not?
KN4TSW.
For a third KO4RFF.
KO4HKS. We got room, Kurt. Come on in here.
Yeah, come on in. KN4TSW.
What's up, you fellas? Yeah, I was having a real good day until I decided to honor my commitment to drive the ambulance to help this cow out. Office, and I now find myself in the largest used car lot, or parking lot on the eastern seaboard known as I-85.
Sorry, Kurt, that's bad sitting out there on 85, but you're real scratchy into the repeater.
Shucks, the second time I've heard that today, I was hoping it was just my location and not something that had to do with my equipment.
Your location, but I mean, are you receiving us okay?
Receiving you fair. I can understand what you're saying, but you know, this equal parts voice and equal parts static.
I'm clear of you.
Here it's just when he transmits, it's a little bit, you know, scratchy and popping.
My QTH is southbound 85 coming up on Whitehorse Road. You know, if you're driving on a highway passing big rigs with CB and whatever other types of equipment they're running on there, do y'all know if there's ever been any interference between 2 meters and CB?
Enough power and key down, they're going to wash out everybody.
Yeah, but I imagine they'd have to be pretty close to you, almost right beside.
Now, fellas.
No.
Just driving up beside a tanker truck. So that's a whole lot of metal, and he had 3 or 4 antennas coming up out of his cab.
Northbound 85, the parking lot up there around the 66.
Pulling into my next stop, so I'm going to say 73s. Ken, I know you're probably close to the house now, so be careful out there. Kurt, you be careful out on 85. KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
I'm with you, Patrick. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy your day off tomorrow. And copy you clear. KO4RMM. Southbound 85 mobile.
Thank you. Have a good one. We'll catch you later. So you're headed to Anderson, Kurt?
Firm on that. Been volunteering, donated some time. This lady named Lauren Martell is running for state attorney general. So whenever she's doing events in the upstate, me and some other fellas in a group I'm in help out any way we can.
Yeah, I know it's a long way down that way. It doesn't seem like it is, but when you start driving it, it's, you know, an hour, because my grandkids live down there off of exit 14.
Off on 27 and heading into downtown. The event's at the big lot, the nice library they have in downtown Anderson there. So I've never been to their library, so we'll have to see what lays ahead.
Went down there. Hopefully traffic will be a lot better for you.
The event goes from 5 to 6, but the way things go is, you know, people hang around and mingle and talk for probably a good hour after the close of the actual event officially. So I anticipate egressing up out of there around 8 tonight.
I'm back home in half the time.
As long as I make it home safe, I'm happy. You know, I mean, I can't control traffic, so I just try to exhale, have a cold cup of water next to me, and I got, you know, a bunch of good folks on this repeater out here I can chat with, so I'm just going to chill out and only worry about stuff that's in my control.
He's calling out the other day, but I was almost to the house, so I didn't want to get started and then say, oh, I got to go. And then when you were given a play-by-play traffic report as you were stopped in traffic.
That was me. I was just being silly. You know, I'll just... I guess, did you catch my fishing analogy? I said, I'm about to tie on a jerk bait and toss it out in the water, see if I can get any bites. KO4RMM.
There's so many people moving into the area, just making it, you know, a lot different than it was when I grew up here.
I've been here since 1975, and man, I tell you, it's unrecognizable. You know, I could gnash my teeth at all of the enormous chunk of population relocating down here. There's good and there's bad. Of course, you know all this anyway. It sure would have been nice if we had some less greedy politicians that maybe would have helped prepare our infrastructure for some of this. Nothing's perfect, but, you know, it does take a genius to understand that, you know, you're about 20 years behind the traffic and the population, and when it gets to the point where roads like I-85 become notorious for being nationwide killers of people, the roads start to kill people, that's getting into, that's getting out of the logistical area into almost a moral area, if you follow me.
I moved down here in 74. And that, and I left in 78 because there wasn't nothing here, and then didn't come back till the mid 90s, and then it really boomed since then.
Remember when BMW dropped in here, and that was the big boom, as it were, as it applies to this general area. Yeah, I can't rip on the people. I guess, what do you call them, transplants or newly arrived families, because back in 75, we were them. I mean, my dad took a job transfer down here from the Philadelphia area, and for about 10 or 12 years, I was the only northern kid that I knew in elementary school, in middle school. I got picked on, and it was probably 12 or 13 years before I met another kid that wasn't a native of South Carolina.
I was down from Ohio, out in the country there, because of the lack of work, and Dad could get on at the mill, so we moved on down here.
These conversations, I talk about the Lake Joe Cassie, and my dad and I were, dad always took me fishing up there, Lake Joe Cassie, when I was 10 years old. This is when the lake itself was about 10 years old. You'd go up there on a July Saturday afternoon and only see a handful of boats the whole day. It was like a, you know, a piece of heaven. It's one of the best kept secrets. Fast forward 20 years later, I'm catching a flight to a national sales meeting, and I open up the in-flight magazine to a full-page advertisement of the Kiwi Lakes and Lake Joe Cassie. And I, you know, pardon my French, but I knew we were screwed at that point.
Yep, you're definitely right. And then you get a bunch of people moved in and messed up what you really liked about it.
I guess my next question or musing is for people smarter than myself. So you got all these folks relocating here to the sunny south, Greenville, Georgia, North Carolina, so on and so forth. So they're coming from somewhere. So what's going to happen to the property values of the place that they're leaving?
Right. When I lived out in Colorado, you'd have, what, it was real cyclical. There'd be a bunch of people move in from California and build big houses, drive up the prices. Then the economy couldn't sustain their style, and then they all moved out, and, you know, and there was empty houses everywhere, and then 5 years later, it starts the cycle over again.
Yeah, you nailed it. Cycle's probably the best definition for all this that's going on right now. Right now, I feel like I'm in the spin cycle. I don't know about you, KO4RMM.
About that. Just keep spinning around, wonder where we're going.
Pardon me for not asking your name in UTH earlier in the conversation. Please enlighten me as to those things, sir.
Yeah, the name over here is Ken, Kilo Echo November, and I live in Greer.
Okay. Well, Greer's basically my backyard. I'm over in East Greenville, just off Pelham Road, Devinger Hudson Way. So I'm on the cusp of Taylor's. And up till October, I was a security sergeant supervisor over there at the Greer Hospital. And I did that for about 13 and a half years. So I'm fairly familiar with Greer. Beautiful town.
Like it. We've been here about 25 years in the same place. But I am pulling into the driveway now, so I'm going to have to say 73. And you be safe and on your trip down there to Anderson. And I hope you enjoy it. And then I'll catch you another afternoon, KN4TFW.
I would thank you so very much, sir. Appreciate it. You have a pleasant evening, too. Be safe, too, as well. And Aaron Greer, Ken, I'll copy clear. KN4DJW, KO4RMM, mobile monitoring.